This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, the other night I called the Uber and they came pick me up in a Tesla. I'm just as confused as you are. Hi, Rhapsody.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The ransom, the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rhett. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
What's ready?
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn. I sell ice in the winter, I sell fire in hell. I am a hustler, baby, I sell water to a well. I was born to get cake, move on and switch plates. Cap the coupe with the roof gone and switch plates. Was born to dictate, never follow orders, dick face. Get your shit straight, fuck on, this is Big J.
You don't know.
Will not lose, ever. I'm looking at you, AJ.
I will not lose, ever. You heard the song, right? Do I need to play it again?
It's the Astros theme song.
Anyway.
on that note.
Yeah, Jay is a notorious Yankee fan. But anyway, welcome to another episode of What Is TWS Podcast. As always, I am J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And two gentlemen that I have dubbed the homies are joining me for round two of their podcasting adventure. I have with me Ross the Boss.
Nice.
Ross was so generous as to lend me his voice for two sound effects that I will be using all the time now. So,
fuck!
It's awesome.
Everybody needs to have.
You're
those
welcome.
Two, everybody needs those two buttons in their life. It's the most fun you could possibly have.
I want to make it a ringtone. That's my next goal.
It's freaking awesome. And then also this other dude I know. I think he goes by AJ.
Andrew Colburn.
Oh, he's putting his full government name out there today. Okay. Send all your hate mail directly to Andrew Colburn.
He'll live to regret that.
All right, so today I was chilling today. I was relaxing. I've gotten far enough ahead in recording that I didn't feel any pressure to record. But my buddies, you know, they got the podcast bug and they wanted to get on here and talk some more. So I figured, like, this is going to be real off the cuff. I apologize for the lack of professionalism. I'm not prepared in any way whatsoever. I just got the homies on here, and I figure we chat a bit. How you guys doing today?
Lovely.
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, Ross. AJ is really tripping me out with this. Like, he's like on his phone and I ask him a question.
Yeah, he's talking to his agent. Yeah. He's already signing deals or something.
I ask him a question and he looks up briefly and gives me one word answers.
Lovely.
And he goes, right. Yeah. What the fuck is this? Is this going to be the whole show?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm dialed in.
All right. So you are usually the most outspoken. So since I have nothing to talk about, I'm just going to like lay back and give you the floor, man. What do you want to speak about right now? What's on your heart right now?
Well, one of the main things on my heart is last week I made a prediction about my Astros.
You made
they are, I'll be honest with you, it was a long couple of days where they were down 0-2. Our host, Mr. Jared Flanagan, was a phenomenal winner. I was a terrible loser.
Terrible loser. I'm going to hold on for just a second. I'm just trying to fix your mic, man. You sound a little low. Y'all keep talking. Talk amongst yourself.
Over again.
I just want to say, you know, I don't appreciate it from either one of you guys. You guys took all the fun out of a 2-0 lead. Like, it was, I wanted you guys to win just so I didn't have to live in a house with two people on suicide watch.
It was
horrible. Like, you guys really... You suck as fans. Like, you fucking suck as fans. Like, 2-0, and you guys were giving me the series. Like, it was done. We were already figuring out alternative bet options. Like, I don't want to do Baby Shark. Let me try. Like, you guys fucking suck as fans. But this is my moment. I'm going to interject for a second. This is my moment to teach a little bit. If it's not a sports podcast, which this is not, talking about the like X's and O's or ins and outs of a sport are boring as fuck. Like, you guys were boring the absolute shit out of me. I don't watch baseball that much. I don't know.
Noted.
No. That came across way harsher than I expected it to come across.
On that note.
I understand.
All right. So,
well, we've got a lot of female listeners, hopefully, and they probably understand what the fuck's going on.
Absolutely. I'm trying to get my female numbers up, which I'm sure you're going to destroy shortly if we get into any more topics.
We're going to do lovely, I'm sure.
We're going to do lovely.
Can I just say this? I really thought that when we were down 0-2, I thought that you were going to work thoroughly happy knowing how miserable Ross and I were.
I think he was secretly. He's from D.C., so, I mean, he'd have to.
I was happy for a D.C. team to be doing well in anything. It's a rarity, you know, in my lifetime. I don't see it that often. I was really happy for the Caps. You know, I'm not a hockey fan, but to be able to watch that, you know, and see that happen was awesome. You know, I wish I cared more about the WNBA, but that's a hard thing to do. So
there go all the female listeners.
But they don't even watch the WNBA. Like, seriously, if they don't that's watch true. The NBA, I'm pretty sure they don't watch the WNBA.
I don't think anybody's let's just be
100% honest.
It's just a profit write off for the NBA.
Hey, I'm not. You know the numbers better than I do. But it hurt. Like, you know, like the joy of watching sports, especially in this house for me, is to watch it with my roommates. You know, like, it's no fun to come down here and watch the game by yourself. It's fun to watch the game, you know, with your roommates. But you guys were sucking the fucking fun out of the room. Like, you were just a vacuum of joy. Like, just it was
really fun last night.
Yeah, for you. For you. You see, I put my headphones on. I just pretended to work. I was working. Didn't pretend, but I found shit to do. Like, I didn't come down here with a plan, all this stuff I was going to do. I just kept doing stuff.
No, I will say, to your credit, you've been a classy adversary so far. So
I appreciate that. I strive for classy. That's how I go. That's what the White Pants Society is all about.
Class.
You know, when you win, you act like you've been there kind of deal. So it was, I don't know if it was a tactic or not, but I think that's kind of the reason why, and I can't speak for you, AJ, but, you know. But the fact that you were so calm and cool and collected.
I'm serious.
And there was no response and, like, no, like, you didn't jump up or anything. You didn't get too hyped or excited or anything.
I'm dead serious. That has nothing to do with, like, class or like some good sportsmanship. That has everything to do with being accustomed to disappointment. I was waiting for shit to go wrong. And I know, like, the more you brag before shit goes wrong, the more shit you got to take after it goes wrong. So, and I knew it was coming. Yeah. So I was preemptively being humble so that when the shit went the other direction, maybe you guys wouldn't give me as much. I knew AJ was going to fuck me over regardless. But I think Ross, like, you've been a little tamer toward me because I didn't jump out the
window. I try to stay classy as well.
I try to be consistently unpleasant.
Yeah, and you are. And you are.
Thank you. I agree.
Yes, you're quite consistent. Man, what was that? All right, so I had a topic, like, popped into my head for a second. Okay, so here's complete, like, 180 turn. This is a horrible segue. So I mentioned the podcast name, The White Pants Society. So I don't know. Have I ever told you guys the story of why it's called The White Pants Society?
No.
I have not.
I thought he did the last podcast. I just don't remember. Refresh us.
All right. Well, it's. I gave you maybe the short version. The long version is I worked in IT and we were in our office and somebody had bought us some glazed donuts. And I had killed all the glazed donuts. They were done. Just the packaging remained. And one of my coworkers came in, and he just sees, like, the remnants on the table, and he's like, "What's that white shit?" And I'm like, you know, and it just, light bulb moment, like, what's that white shit would be an awesome, like, idea for a show. And my idea was, like, what's that white shit, as in, what is that dumb shit that white people do that black people don't understand, or any other culture doesn't understand, for that matter. So the original premise of the show was going to be to explore all of that white shit that I don't understand.
I love that name.
And I actually owned the domain. I owned that white stuff and that white shit for a while. And then we figured maybe it'd be hard to market. It'd be hard to get advertisers to get behind something called What's That White Shit. Yeah. So we looked for something, but we already had a logo that said TWS. So we went for something else that had TWS. And the same coworker that made the comment about what's that white shit when he found out I used to be a rapper back in the day as every white person does when they find out I used to be a rapper. They decide to show me their skills at rapping. And so his rap was, you know, you got to wear your white pants while you still got a chance. So we stole the white pants part, made it the White Pants Society. Long story short, I say all that to say, for some reason, the White Pants Society trends online as a porn site.
Really?
Yeah. And I figured this out last year. There is a fetish group, or there is a rumor sort of out there that women that wear white pants are into anal.
What?
Is this something that you guys
I've never heard that, actually. And I'm familiar with a lot of that type of stuff, and I'm not familiar with, I've never heard that before.
No, I haven't heard that one either. I'm quite observant, and what I've observed, when it's kind of a rarity, but when you do see a woman wearing white pants, she's typically not wearing any undergarments. That's the only thing that I've noticed typically with the white pants on a lady.
Ladies, Ross is very observant. I'm just bringing this up.
That
now.
And I stare a lot at ass. So,
you know, I've been told women like a man that's observant. Yeah, you know, and here's one that is obviously, you know, demonstrating to you that he pays attention to what you wear. You know,
maybe a little bit too much sometimes.
Above and beneath your clothes, like he's watching.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later.
Whatever helps get you through
this. This is an odd subject.
It's an odd subject. That's what they see. That, but it's better than baseball, I swear to God.
Have you personally ever worn white pants?
No, I'm not a white pants guy. Robert is stepping in to interject. What you got?
So the reason why they wear white pants is because they want you to think that they're all clean.
Those whores.
It's all a deception. It's all a misdirection.
Well, let's be honest. That's what it is.
It's what it is.
Tricky.
So you hear that? If you see a girl in white pants, run. Basically, just run.
I don't know. I might do the complete opposite.
It's been a while.
Ross likes the dirty girls.
Shout out to all the dirty ladies out there.
They want, what you're saying is they want you mentally to think, wow, she's wearing white. She must be Lily
pure,
White.
Yeah.
Pure as the driven snow. Yeah. She's like in that wedding dress.
So what if her pants are like cream colored? Is there like a gray area? Like if she's wearing a cream or an off shade of white?
That's trending toward gross. Like, I don't know. Like, for some reason, if you want to be like slightly tainted white, like that,
you know,
I'm starting to wonder about your, what's the cream color for? What would you say, AJ? This is getting really weird.
It's the style that they like to wear.
It's the style they like to wear. All right.
I have a lot of respect for women that can pull off white pants because they're white. So, you know, and the things that ladies go through on a monthly basis, you know, you gotta time that just right, or otherwise you're gonna end up, you know.
You mean the bloody relative?
Yeah.
Man, all right, this is not where I wanted this to go. All right,
stop, let's see. That.
Okay, speaking of that, I'm just pulling topics out of my ass at this point. I don't know if you saw, I posted on Facebook about always removing the female symbol from their products because there are men that have periods too now. Did you guys have
number one? Is that even true?
I saw like a shit ton.
I saw the ad you saw.
I posted the Twitter post from the person that they're saying that they're attributing this victory to. But then when I did like dig and Google search it, like there were a ton of articles, CNN, MSNBC. I didn't read them all because I really wasn't that interested. But there was a lot of information out there to validate this as like a real thing. And I try really hard not to put stuff that's not real
on
my page.
I did see something about that. I think it was just yesterday. I think that they're trying to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? They're trying to...
Are they trying to make it so that a guy that's buying a tampon for his period that he now has is less embarrassed about buying them?
Potentially. I mean, to be honest, you know, back when I was in relationships...
They're trying to make it so that a guy who's buying a tampon for a period he's always had... doesn't feel turned off because it says female on the package.
I don't.
So trans men.
They're also trying to reach out or
have
reach
periods
too. A broader demographic in the transgender.
You know that
community.
To be true.
If you're a woman that makes the transition to being a man, you still have a period. Possibly. I don't know the sign. I'm not a doctor, man.
I don't really want to think about it.
The parts are still there.
I know this. If a chick sends me a chick sends me inside to buy tampons for, it doesn't bother me in the least. Gotcha. So I know where we're going.
All right. Yeah, so it's not about that. I don't think it's for that at all. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I don't think dudes are like, oh, it doesn't say female on it. I feel so much more comfortable now.
Yeah.
Like now.
That's the voice of God.
But that's an elective surgery. Like, you don't have, because what, like, what constitutes the whole thing? Like, there are trans, like, because Bruce didn't get his dick cut off, did he? Like,
I don't believe so.
Caitlin, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Caitlin.
He did now?
I thought he was full.
No, I think he is now.
Now?
He's full. Yeah.
He's full on now. But he wasn't at first.
He wasn't when he was an Olympic gold medalist.
He can't get, he cannot have a period, is my understanding of that.
He can't. No.
You're saying this is about women that trans to men still having their period. So they can't stop their period.
When I first met my wife, she was into a show. There was a show called The L Word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, was it Showtime or HBO? I forget where it used to come on. But it was about a lesbian community. And mm-hmm. in that community was a woman who transitioned to being a man. And then she liked, well, I forget where her sexual preference went. But anyway, once she was masculine, she got pregnant. So he got pregnant. So it's like, just because you made the transition, I guess if you haven't done all the surgeries, you still have the pieces. I mean,
that makes sense, obviously.
Like the faces that AJ is making while I'm trying to explain.
I mean, I don't know. When I think about stuff like that, I think about, it's with all the things they have to go through, it's probably a difficult situation.
Yeah.
I think about this sometimes about when I talk to people that are, because I'm not in the least bit gender biased, or I don't care if somebody's straight or gay, or if they're cool, they're cool with me. I'm fine with that, whatever. If I had a son or daughter that was lesbian or homosexual, it wouldn't bother me in the least. I would be, there's plenty of misery everywhere. If you, in your relationship, whether you're straight or gay or whatever, be happy, whatever it is, I'm cool with that.
Be happy. Be
happy. I mean, just be happy in your life. Whatever you decide to do is fine with me. Because I think a lot of kids out there, when they're young, they don't feel comfortable with the opposite sex, so maybe they think, oh, I'm gay, or I'm lesbian now, or whatever. I think that a lot of that's for shock value when they're younger, and I haven't had a child that said that to me, but it wouldn't bother me in the bed. Oh, okay, cool. You date guys? Okay, cool. Have a good time. Be careful. But I mean, I don't, they go through a lot, so I think more than anything, I feel like Always is trying to get their name in the news, and they have. I mean, that's...
Yeah, they've gotten backlash from... See, this is the only part about the whole, like, this whole gender situation that trips me up, that I have, I don't want to say I have issue with, but I have difficulty with. It's the pronoun game. Like, I don't know what to use to identify who. Like, I want to say that Always has gotten backlash from women, but is that going to make... Yeah, I'm saying I don't know who I'm going to offend when I say women, because when I'm saying women, I'm talking about, if I say biological women, is that offensive? Like, I'm lost in how you identify who's what and what's, because there are differences, right? I don't.
Let me ask. There's a lot of stuff in the news these days about women that were born men transitioning and competing in Olympic level sports as women,
right?
And they're crushing it. I mean, there's all kinds of records falling left and right. How do you feel about that?
That's tough. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of stumped on that one. I think there was, it wasn't UFC, but there was like I think I read an article, I glimpsed over, there was a man that transitioned into a woman and then started doing like fighting.
Yeah, I think I remember
competitive fighting.
Yeah.
And for me, it's kind of like, I mean, as long as she's, taking the same, I mean, you got to worry about testosterone levels and all kinds of stuff that's just way above, anything that, it's above my pay grade, as they say. So, I mean, it's just tough. I mean, there's that gray area there. I mean, I don't know.
Ross is stuck. He's stuck.
Fuck!
Yeah, exactly.
But I'll give you this one, because I talked about this on the podcast previously when I had my other host, and because this happened in Texas. I forget what part of Texas it was.
Was it wrestling or
wrestling? Yeah. So it was a girl transitioning to be a boy. She was taking testosterone. She wanted to wrestle as a boy, but they wouldn't let her wrestle as a boy. They forced her to wrestle as a girl. And then, yeah, she was just like, or he. See, now I'm lost in the pronoun
I didn't see
game
that
again.
One. The one I saw was where was a boy that had transitioned to a girl that was wrestling as a girl. And it was really still a boy.
I think the one I saw was the other way around, because I remember them taking testosterone, and that would have been a PED,
right?
Except for the fact that they're taking it for this transition process. But yeah, I think the one I remember, I don't know what to say. I don't know if I'm saying the girl wanted to participate as a boy, or am I supposed to already identify them as a boy and say the boy wanted to participate as a boy, but they forced him to participate as a girl?
What's tough is, like, think about this, though. Like, you have your kid competing in that event, you know, a wrestling competition. You have a boy that gets his ass beat by essentially a girl that is now a boy. It's like, you know, that's a tough, like.
What about, I mean, if that was my little girl that had to compete against this other girl, the trans boy, like, yeah, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I would be too.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, that's why I said it's just, I don't know. They're going to have to figure something out, or it's, you know, maybe not so much, draw so much light to it, and maybe just, I don't know.
I haven't seen near as much on, like, a girl transitioning to compete in male sports. I've seen a lot about males transitioning to compete in female sports, because they have an obvious advantage. If you're born a man, you are stronger.
I remember there was one where it was two boys running track that ran as girls and, like, dominated. And it really, like, I don't want to make light of the article, but seriously, it looked like two dudes that, like, maybe didn't make the boys' track team, and their dads were like, fuck it, put these wigs on. We're going to do this.
White,
like,
chick style.
They was like, they still had facial hair. It just looked like two dudes. It looked like dudes with wigs on. And they ran as girls and just, like, dominated, like,
right.
And that's not cool, right? Is that cool?
No.
It's not
cool. I don't think it's fair.
No.
I mean, if they want to compete, they should have to compete as males. At least that's how I feel about it.
All right. Is that enough controversy for one episode, or you got more, AJ? This was my turn. Like, I jumped into this one. Do you want to talk about Cap? Should we talk about Cap?
I don't know. Should we?
We can talk about Cap.
It's really a dead issue. He's not. Does he do anything anymore? Where is he?
He is still there. So his. I remember a little while ago, his lawyer put out this list of, like, breaking some of the myths that people have behind why he doesn't have a contract. You know, and there are people who still believe that he couldn't get a contract because of his because of the lawsuit that he had against the league, and that wasn't true because we saw that, you know, what, Eric Reed get signed, and he was on the same same lawsuit. There was a lot of misconceptions out there about why he couldn't get signed.
Maybe the conception is he's just not good enough.
And that's the misconception.
No, I don't know that it is a misconception. I think that's the conception.
No, I don't think that's not true.
You think
you've had NFL coaches come out and say that he's good enough to play. And you've got quarterbacks.
They have to toe the line. They're involved in the lawsuit. They have to. Oh, he's possibly good enough to play. He's what? How old is he now? 34 years old. He hadn't played in 3 years.
Like I said, man, the Redskins put Mark Sanchez on the field last year.
Did they really?
2 years ago. 2 years ago.
No, it was last year.
Here's the thing. You and I have discussed this in length. Here's what I say about this. Okay. Here's the bottom line is.
This is what I wanted. Go ahead.
He had someone writing him a fat check, okay? His employer. Whether he's black or white or pink with purple polka dots, his employer told him, don't do this.
No, that's not what happened. That is not what happened.
How?
The employer told, first of all, there is no rule. There was no rule.
I'm not saying there was a rule.
Okay, so how is it you can either say I would prefer it that you not do this, or you can say don't do this. Okay. Those are two different things.
Okay, hold on one second. So here's at least my view of it. Let's just say this. So let's say that your employer.
But I can say if your view is wrong, right?
Well, you're entitled to your opinion.
But no, if your view is expressing the facts of the situation and your facts are wrong, I can say that's wrong, right?
Okay, let me ask you that. Sure, that's how you feel. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not sure. What are you trying to say? The San Francisco 49ers and the NFL as his ultimate employer. It's not ultimately the 49ers. It's ultimately the NFL. Don't do this.
They did not say don't do this.
They may not say this, but if your boss Link comes by and you're doing something, you're like boning your secretary, and he goes, you probably get the inherent word or thought that maybe this is something you should not engage in if you want to retain your job.
So something that I should not engage in versus something that you say I can't do.
Are you saying he didn't get the hint? I think he's gotten the hint at this point.
I think the NFL didn't really take a stance one way or another. They still haven't taken a stance. They still have said, well, you can stay in the locker room.
You're telling me that the San Francisco 49ers never went to him or his agent or his people and said, please don't do this.
I don't know. We don't know that. We don't know if that conversation happened or not. I can't say that conversation happened.
I feel like you're right. You're right about that. I feel like probably something to that extent happened because what he would do is come out in his little when he still had a place to go play. He would come out and he'd say, I'm going to continue to stand or to kneel for the national anthem. Despite the backlash that he was getting from the fans,
right.
Despite the backlash, I mean, even if your employer didn't say, hey, motherfucker, how about you don't piss off the people that spend the money to watch the games? Then even if they didn't say that, you would think in his brain, you would think, at least I would, that whether you're a quarterback or a finance manager at a car dealership or you're walking in the streets as a police officer or you're in IT, if you run the risk of pissing off your boss, then you run the risk of not having a job. Bottom line.
So this is the part that is bullshit about your whole like stance against this is that here's something that they said we don't like. We don't, you know, maybe it makes us uncomfortable. And the point of it was to make them uncomfortable. So you saying it makes me uncomfortable is not like, okay, that's why I should stop. But here's something that's not against the rules, well within his rights. This is a nonviolent passive protest that he's participating in, and this you find so egregious that he should never have a job. Now you take another situation. You take another situation where there is a clear-cut rule: you cannot do this. If you do this, there is a penalty, right? And then you have players that break this clear-cut rule repeatedly, and the idea that they should still have work. Let's talk any rule. PEDs.
Beat your wife.
Drugs,
whatever.
Beat your wife. Yeah.
So. But nobody's saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying I disagree with what he was doing. I just disagreed in how he did it. Obviously,
but
he's a smart guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He obviously he brought attention to it. That's great. I understand. It's the point. I get that.
That's the thing. It's not the point because we're sitting here talking about him kneeling, and we're not talking about the issue.
Okay. So here's the thing. I had a point. I don't know what it was now. But my point was this. It was basically, so it's not that you would think he's a smart guy, smart kid, whatever. He's not a dummy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that he starts to see the fans' reaction, not just in the stands, not just other players on the team, because there's other players in the NFL that didn't like what he did.
And there's some that did. Okay.
I'm fine. I get that.
Same with fans.
I understand. Some of it did, some of it didn't. But the fact of the matter is the NFL viewership fell. It fell during that period of time. Less people watch football. I didn't watch football. I didn't tune in because I don't see the motherfucking controversy. I don't want to listen to it. I don't listen to them cry about it. Not just Kaepernick. Any of them. You know, we all have jobs. We have jobs and things we do that for employers that we don't want to do. I had an employer that used to would not allow a finance manager or a manager in the store to wear any other shirt but a white button-up. I thought it was stupid. But he wrote me a check for $20,000 every month, so I did it. I didn't like it. I didn't want to do it. I thought it was wrong. I thought he was persecuting the pink shirts. But guess what? He writes the check. So guess what? He calls the shots. It doesn't seem that difficult to me that people can't grasp that from the Kaepernick situation. It seems like most people do grasp it, which is why he still doesn't have a job.
No. But see, here's the thing. I see you smiling like you made a point because I said, no,
I did make a
you
point.
Didn't make a point. Here's the thing. It wasn't a rule. Nobody, it wasn't a rule. He wasn't doing anything wrong. And the point is that as there were people who didn't tune in to NFL because of the way the NFL was reacting.
I disagree. I didn't hear anybody say that.
As a member of the black community, I will tell you that I boycotted the NFL for a year because of how they treated Kaepernick, not because of what Kaepernick did.
I boycotted Cosby.
I'm not finished with my point yet.
All right,
so yes, there were.
You may have to.
There were people who don't think like you. I know it's hard for you to believe, but there are people in this world that exist that do not have the same view of you, that you do of the
we
world.
We can't all be right.
And so there were several people who were mad at the NFL for the way they treated Kaepernick, not for what Kaepernick did. Hold on, I see you getting ready to do it, but let me keep going. The point is that It was supposed to bother people. It was supposed to make you uncomfortable. And what folks decided to do was rather than say, why is this that important to this individual? Why? And you use words like, I didn't want to see them crying about it. They're crying about their people being murdered. And I look at you rolling your eye. They're crying about their people being murdered in cold blood in the street and people getting away with it with impunity. Now, if that's not a reason enough for you to say, okay, let's at least look at that rather than just treat this man like he has no reason whatsoever. You better do what I tell you to do and shut up or face the consequences. You know,
I didn't say I didn't agree with the reason he was doing stuff. I get it. So I get it.
So let's address it. Let's stop talking about him kneeling, because now that's not even an issue.
Haven't they addressed some of it?
No. We just had somebody get shot the other day. It's not stopping. It's not changing. And we're not really even getting. And here's what I would love. And let me ask you if this is a possibility. If white people would even consider doing this, would you consider? Because this happened in South America when apartheid was ending. The first thing the government did was acknowledge apartheid. They acknowledged that they did the shit. They acknowledged that it was wrong and that there was a system in place designed to oppress a certain demographic.
Do you think that's what's happening here?
I think it is. We know it's happening.
You think apartheid is happening here?
Did I say apartheid?
Kinda.
No. I said a system in place. I said this is what they did. I'm asking if in the United States, would people be willing to just say, just admit, no, black people, you're not crazy. There are people out to get you. Some of this stuff is systematic. Some of this stuff is purposefully done. And you're not insane.
It's been going on for
too long for people to keep acting like it's just a couple bad apples and it's just a few people doing the wrong thing. It's been going on for too long.
So let me
long.
Ask you this. Do you think that there's a agency in the U.S. out there teaching police officers, which I don't like, but teaching police officers to discriminate against black males?
I don't know if there's a specific agency out there that's doing it, but if you're telling me that across the board, across states, across this entire country, that you see this pattern happen over and over again. And when we had the OJ trial, we had a police officer on tape talking about these policies, that they were told on certain days, just go over there, bust some heads, just go over there, you know, whatever, do. And they were targeting communities and ethnicities. So we know this stuff exists, but we keep acting like it don't. I don't understand.
I don't think they're acting. Number one, that's 40 years ago. Number
but
two,
but has it changed?
I disagree, man. I feel like, and I'm no fan of law enforcement. I'm a felon, and I do not like the police. However, when the police pull me over, and I've been in a car with one of my friends, it was black guy. He was all mouthy to him. When I get pulled over by a cop, I'm not mouthy. I just fucking.
That has nothing to do with it. That
I don't cause problems.
That has nothing to do with it.
But when you have a racist, and it doesn't make it right, there's a lot of racist cops out there. There's a lot of black people that don't like white people, a lot of white people that don't like black people, a lot of Mexican guys that don't like black people, a lot of black people don't like Mexican people. It's all ethnicities. Primarily, I agree, it's white. You got a lot of white guys or rednecks, cops, that like to throw their weight around and act big shots, and they do stupid shit. They shouldn't be cops. They shouldn't be anything. But until we can weed them all out, what other option do we have?
So just deal with it. Accept it.
I mean, what option do we have? Do we have to deal with it on a daily basis? I mean, as at least me, I'm
do
a felon.
Something. First of all, admit it. Admit it. You had that police chief in Minneapolis saying we have nothing to apologize for. We've seen the police beat folks on TV. We've had it happen. We know it happens. Just say it's fucked up. Just say it's fucked. If I step on your shoe,
I think most people agree it's fucked up.
But they won't publicly just run with that. Just say, hey, look, you know what? We got a situation.
I don't think you can make a blanket statement for everyone saying that every single. I mean, I don't.
You're not saying. I'm not saying say everyone. But there is a system in place. There are things in place. There are rules in place. When you talk about the quota system in New York, this stuff is documented.
You may be right. I have no idea about New York. I can tell you this. Prosecutorial misovercharging, misconduct of police officers and district attorneys is rampant, and it's not just involve black people. I'm a white guy, and they freaking rang me up every way they possibly could. And they didn't just do it to me; they do it to everybody: pink, black, white, Mexican.
We get murdered, and you're seeing it on racial line. You're seeing it where a guy is in Walmart with a BB gun. They call the police, and he gets shot. Then you see a group of armed militia members. Let me not call them a militia because I don't know if they were a militia. I know they were a group of armed white men take over a government building and everybody leave unharmed. That doesn't make sense.
I don't know what happened. What is that? Which situation is that? Yeah. So you're saying just fresh memory. So you're saying that a black gentleman walked into a Walmart with a BB gun.
No, he walked into Walmart looking to purchase a BB gun and was holding a BB gun when the police arrived.
Okay. Well, where was this?
I believe this one was in Cincinnati.
So what you have there is a bunch of guys that should not be cops, obviously, because if they don't know the difference between a BB gun and a gun, then come on.
Okay, so now we got Cincinnati.
Are you saying they're all white?
I'm just saying
they weren't.
A bunch of guys. You don't even know the situation. You don't even know the situation.
Yeah, but I do remember the situation. I remember
that. Time out. I'll interject for a second. So take color out of it completely. Uh-huh. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Walmart across America has a policy plastered on the front of their doors that says, you know, no firearms of any kind. They've got a gun logo or a gun symbol with an X through it. So if you walk into a Walmart, regardless of the gun, regardless of the caliber or whatever regardless, whether it be a BB gun or an assault rifle, you shouldn't be going into Walmart with a BB gun.
But it's regardless
of your color.
I don't believe that was the situation, and I still don't believe that's punishable by death. Especially if you can go into a government building, multiple of you, all armed, hold the building basically hostage for, and this went on for days, I believe, and that situation get resolved amicably, that a situation in Walmart requires somebody to die.
So the guy at Walmart was shot and killed?
He was shot and killed.
Is there any kind of like footage of like any kind of interaction? Was he of right mind? I don't know all the facts behind this. So that's why I kind of just interject. You know, if they clearly have, you know, a policy on the front of their door, of their store, you know, that says no firearms allowed on premise or in the store, I mean.
Or we can talk about the guy who is in his car. The guy in Louisiana, in his car, child in the back, told the police, I have a firearm. He gets shot. He didn't have the firearm in his hand at the time. He gets shot in the car in front of his baby with a baby in the back seat. You shoot into a vehicle with a baby in the back seat.
But so you think they're trained to do that? Kill, just like fuck it. I think they're just terrible people.
Well, why do we keep hiring terrible cops? That maybe the system is fucked up. Something's wrong with the system.
I agree. The people that do the hiring sometimes make mistakes.
I think that there's just enough. I think the numbers, if they were able to statistically. And I'm sure they have, and I'm sure this is accessible via internet. But if you look at the number of, say, police officers that, you know, pull over any Joe Schmo, again, regardless of color, they come up to the window. They don't know who's in that vehicle. They don't know what's in that vehicle.
Right.
And there's just as probably, the numbers are probably statistically pretty close on officers shot in a routine traffic stop. You know, it could be for a headlight or a taillight out. They come up to get your license and registration, and somebody pulls a gun on them. So those numbers, you know, I don't know.
I think to put the responsibility in civilians to make police comfortable is laughable. It's not our job to make the police feel safe. That's what their training is for.
Of course. In a perfect world, cops never make mistakes, just like none of us ever do.
No, it's not about mistakes. At some point, when it becomes consistent and when it becomes over a period of time and it continues to happen, how many mistakes are we need to fix something? How many times does the system need to break before you fix the system? If there are this many mistakes in the system, then the system needs to be addressed. There's too many mistakes, especially when mistakes cost human lives. I think the thing that's lost on a lot of people is that these people are gone. These people are gone. They're husbands, their wives, their mothers, their fathers, their brothers, their sisters, their friends, their coworkers will never see them again. And if you're telling me that's a mistake, then that's a mistake that cannot happen. cannot. These people are gone. They're gone. They don't exist anymore. They cannot have any more impact on the world. Whatever they could have been has been erased from history forever. You understand like how deep of an impact that is? So to wash it off as a mistake seems like way too much of an oversimplification.
Okay, so here's what gets me. Obviously, these two cops in Cincinnati, they both were white. There's two cops. I looked it up.
You looked it up
while we're playing in on the internet. But basically, I didn't read the situation. I'm not familiar with it. But clearly, the guy was doing something. I don't read the article. I don't know
why. They should not. So I just want to address you as you say it. So you say clearly he was doing something.
Well, he had a BB gun or some type of gun or something.
But,
right.
So but what makes I'm trying to understand.
He didn't deserve to die. Is what I'm saying. Okay. I don't know. I didn't read it.
When you say clearly he was doing something, you mean?
Well, he had a gun. He was pointing it. He was doing something.
And where are you getting that from?
Well, when we were talking about earlier, you said he had a gun in Walmart. He had it in the air or he was doing something.
All I said was he had a gun.
Okay. So if he had a gun in Walmart, that pretty much says what Ross said. No, he shouldn't have a gun in Walmart. Except for the consequences.
They sell guns in Walmart. He was there to purchase a weapon.
Okay, so they sell guns in Walmart, but to get a gun out of Walmart, they don't just hand it to you.
I don't believe he walked into Walmart with the BB gun. That is not the situation that I remember. We can look it up. But that's not the situation. Well, there
was
just
there was an incident not too long ago. There was a white male
in El Paso, right?
Was wearing a vest. He was strapped to the gills, and he walked, I believe, into a Walmart.
So this guy in El Paso. He died.
Okay.
Recently in El Paso, a white guy. Here's what gets me about this. So a white guy walks in El Paso. He's a racist piece of shit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't remember his name. Don't care. This is like a couple months ago. He kills 20 people, I think, or shot up 20 people. Okay. He deserved to die. He died. Good. No one ever mentions, a bunch of Hispanic cops killed a white guy. Yeah, because the white guy deserved to die. He was in a situation he shouldn't have been.
Okay, so I don't...
He had a gun in Walmart.
How are you even comparing
the
two?
He had a gun in Walmart.
He had a gun in Walmart with the purpose of shooting people, which he did do.
There's people that'll get shot before they even fire a shot, though.
And there are people who get taken without... They get arrested. Without being killed.
There's expert marksmen, and there's terrible marksmen.
These are two completely different situations that you cannot be trying to equate. You can't talk to me about a man with a BB gun and a man who shoots 20 people and say we're talking about the same situation with the police.
When you're committing a crime, you're basically taking your life in your hands.
This man in Walmart wasn't committing a crime.
If I walk into Walmart with a gun, or a BB gun, or whatever.
We have not established that fact. You are choosing to go with that fact.
What the news said, right?
We don't... What did the news say?
What did you tell me?
I told you he was in Walmart with a gun.
Okay. Yeah. So if he's in Walmart with a BB gun, he's kind of taking his life in his hands.
No.
He's rolling the dice, certainly. No.
He's rolling the dice.
If you got the gun in Walmart, you're rolling the dice?
I mean, you have to be careful. I mean, I would be careful because I don't want to get shot by the cops. So I would be careful. So maybe he wasn't.
We
I don't
talked about
he,
that in the last
right,
episode.
I have no idea.
We talked about that in the last episode. That is the reality that black people live in. I have to live every day thinking to myself, I have to be careful. Or I might die. I have to make you comfortable, or I might die. If I don't make you comfortable, it could cost me my life.
Well, that's how I feel about the cops. I take my life in my hands.
I have to think that way about you. I have to think that way about every person on the street.
I think that's a big time stretch.
It's not, man.
You say it's not, but I think it is.
It's not.
I think that if we would...
I'll tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a story, right? For the people who can't see me, AJ... Can you describe my build and stature?
You're a good-looking man.
They know that. But can you describe my build and stature? How tall do you think I am?
5'9", 5'10".
How much do you think I weigh?
175.
So I'm short.
Not tall, but not short.
I'm not average. I'm a little below average.
Don't look intimidating.
I don't look intimidating.
Clean cut.
All right. Now imagine me in the seventh grade.
Okay.
All right. So whatever I look like now, imagine me in the seventh grade. So...
I pretty much haven't changed over however many
Same
years.
Size you were in seventh grade?
No, I'm getting off topic.
All right, sorry.
So I'm a lot shorter. I'm a lot shorter and I'm a lot thinner. All right? And I'm in a middle school uniform. We wore black slacks, white shirt. Blue slacks, white shirt, blue tie. That's what we wore to school every day. My mother's a school teacher. She is working in an after school program in Virginia. So when I get out of school, she tells me, come meet me at the school that I'm working at. And it's a school in Virginia. So I hop on the subway. I ride out to the subway station closest to the school. I'm unfamiliar with the area. So there are two schools basically in this area that are named similarly, and one of them is like on the DC side, and one of them is like on the Virginia side. I mean, because this is how it is in the DMV. Like, you can walk across the street, like state lines are just right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking and I'm trying to find this school, and I'm walking through a residential area, which to me isn't weird because I'm looking for a school. Like, schools and residential areas are typically not far apart from each other. So I'm walking, and in front of me is a white girl, and she may be my age, maybe a little bit older. I don't know. So I'm walking, and eventually, you know, she turns and she goes into her house. And when she goes into her house, I look across the street, and a woman peeks out from behind the blinds, you know, and sees me. And I'm walking. I'm young, naive. I don't know the ways of the world, so I don't know what that meant. It's just weird. I took notice of it. 2 or 3 minutes later, I got a cop car pulling up beside me, asking me, what am I doing in this area? Do I know where I am? Why am I over here? You know. Now, to their credit, these police officers did eventually put me in the car and drive me to where I needed to go. But the issue was that in the seventh grade, a short, thin, nerdy black kid, for some reason, was a threat to somebody.
I don't know why you're saying to their credit they should have left you the fuck alone.
They should have left me alone, but I'm glad that they gave me a ride. I was lost. I needed a ride. So they did. They did a civic duty that day. They got a lost kid.
Okay, I got you. You were lost.
Where he needed to go. Somebody was threatened by me. Somebody was threatened by me enough to call the police. And the police, that was enough to get them to come over there.
But you can't live your life because someone else is irrational.
I have to, because it can cost me my life. That could have gone the wrong way.
It could go the wrong way anywhere.
They wouldn't have called the cops on you.
Hear me out on this. Thank you. You're right. You're right. There's places in Austin. I'll walk anywhere in Austin at any time of day or night. I don't care. I'm not scared of none of that. There's places in Houston, Atlanta, I shouldn't walk at bright noon with a police escort. I know that. So I don't take my dumb ass over there. So the thing is that...
Apples and oranges.
I'm not, I don't know if it is.
It's absolute. To say a neighborhood is dangerous, so you don't go over there out of fear of the people in the neighborhood.
At that point, you're very young.
It's one thing. To say I can't go over here out of fear of the police is a completely different thing. I should never be afraid of the
police. Being from Houston, you know, coming from a white upbringing, white family, obviously, you know, there are parts of Houston that you don't go into because it's a heavily black community and black people will kill your ass.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is that's apples and oranges. To say that I should have the same fear of a bad neighborhood as I should have of the police are supposed to protect and serve. I should not have to think about the police the same way I think about a neighborhood where black people might kill me.
You say it's apples and oranges. That's a little different. I think it's about the same.
It's not even close. These people are not sworn in to be my protectors and serve to take care of me.
But you said yourself they showed up that day and saved.
But why did they showed up and harassed? They got me out of the neighborhood.
They showed up because somebody complained. That person's ignorant. I get that. Didn't come to cause harm. They came to say, what the hell?
It could have gone. Why did they show up? Because
there was a racist asshole calling.
If you're a police officer and somebody calls you and say, hey, there's a 8-year-old kid in my neighborhood.
You know she didn't say that. You know she said, oh, there's a suspicious person in the neighborhood. He's black. He's up to something. They're not going to call him. Oh, there's an 8-year-old.
And then when they pulled up and they saw me.
They checked it out, and they found you were lost, and then they did what they needed to do and helped you out. Right. I don't see there's a problem there, other than the person that was the racist that was in the window.
Right. And it was a roll of the dice what cop I got. And what I'm saying is that's the life I have to live.
But it's a roll of the dice, and yours is definitely a different situation than how I feel about police. I get that, and I don't like them. But there is certainly more that you struggle with than I would have to deal with like that. I get that. And it doesn't make it right. I'm just saying that it's a difficult situation, and just like anything else, just like there's marine snipers that can hit somebody from 2 miles away, and there's one that can't hit a barn from 100 yards, there's cops that shouldn't have guns, honestly. But they do, because there's a shortage of cops, and so they brush them through the line. Just like anything else, there's good and bad of everything.
But when we say there's good and bad in everything, and that just means some people got to die.
It doesn't say it makes it right.
It's not even about right or wrong. It's about life and death. These people are gone. They don't exist anymore. Do you understand?
So what is the solution? To take the guns away?
The solution is to do something. Fix the system. The system is broke. Address it. First of all, admit it's broke. and then address it.
As broken as the legal system is, it is still probably one of the best legal systems in the world.
And if one innocent person dies because of the system being broke, then it needs to be fixed.
Many innocent people have died.
All right, so then it needs to be fixed. So saying it's good, saying it's better than this, okay, or saying that it's better than this country doesn't mean we don't need to touch it. We don't need to fix it.
Let's say it does need to be fixed. There's lots of things that need to be fixed about it. I feel like
that's all I wanted you to say.
I would have said that 15 minutes ago.
No, you fought it.
No, I did not fight it.
You fought it with every fucking thing you had, man.
It's not true.
So going back to Kaepernick.
Fuck Kaepernick.
I love Kaepernick.
I don't know why. He's not that good. He was not even playing. I don't think he was even starting when this whole thing happened.
He's better than Mark Sanchez.
I would agree with that.
I'm going to go with that. And Mark Sanchez played an NFL football game last year.
Okay. Yeah, I know we're getting close to the end of the year.
He started
after Alex Smith and Colt McCoy both broke their legs. He started against the Eagles. No, he didn't start. I think he came in that game. But Mark Sanchez played an NFL football game last year.
I feel like one of the things we may need to do in the future when we have these discussions is have stuff handy so we can look it up and get our facts straight. Because I'm not trying to be wrong. I just want to make sure that I'm on the same page.
But you saw that you were wrong, right? Like, you made an assumption there that were all two cops. Cops must not have been white, and they were white.
They were. Yeah. And I corrected it. But he's still in Walmart with a gun, bud. I mean, he's still in Walmart with a gun.
Let's look. You guys talk about something else. I'm going to look this up so we
Ross,
can see.
You already looked it up.
There is a no carry policy.
What I'm saying is, in what situation did he end up Walmart with the gun? I think you guys are making an assumption he walked into Walmart
Regardless of his color, I don't think his brain was functioning properly for him to think that that would be a good idea to walk into a Walmart with a BB gun.
We keep falling under this assumption that he walked into the Walmart with the BB gun. That's not the assumption that I have.
I don't know this situation. All I know is that 22 were killed in El Paso, and regardless of your color,
and that person walked into the and I have no grief. If that was a black person and they walked into Walmart,
you can't discriminate against intent. Yeah. Intent has no.
He was there. Bad things.
I'm trying to understand. What I'm saying is that if that individual was black and he gets shot and killed after walking into a Walmart with a gun and a vest and whatever, you know.
I think this discussion would certainly be different, I think.
I'm not sure. For me, it wouldn't.
Okay.
I don't believe that this is the situation that we're in.
Okay.
Because if I walk into Walmart
right.
with a vest and a rifle and somebody calls and says, this doesn't look right, I'm not going to say, what the fuck did you call the police for? I was just walking into Walmart with a rifle. No, I'm like, yes, I can understand why that looks
and
suspicious.
And taking away from the fact that we've lived together and I call you a friend, if I'm an officer and I enter that situation and I ask you, what are you doing here? What is going on? I give you a directive.
Okay. Can I read this?
Sure.
Go ahead.
The guy's name was John Crawford III.
Yeah.
He picked up an unpackaged BB. This is from Wikipedia.
All right. So,
as far as I know, they're non-racist.
All right. So he did not walk into Walmart with the gun.
No.
Okay. All right.
He picked up an unpackaged BB pellet gun, air rifle, inside the store's sporting goods section and continued shopping in the store. A customer, Ronald Ritchie, called 911. According to, at the time, Crawford was pointing the gun at people and children walking by and messing with the gun. Security camera footage shows Crawford was talking on his cell phone, holding the BB gun as he shopped, but he did not see them point the BB gun at anyone. After the security camera footage was released, Ritchie recanted his statement, saying he felt it led to the fatal shooting and stated at no point did he shoulder the rifle and point it at someone. So he was just carrying it around.
From my understanding?
No, he said it was unboxed.
He picked it up.
Yeah, he picked it up.
Okay.
So this guy goes into a Walmart.
Picks up a gun.
Picks up a gun in the Walmart that he intends to buy and continues to shop.
I think that's on Walmart then.
All right, so this is what I'm saying. But why was the assumption that he walked in? I mean, I never said he walked into Walmart
apologies.
With a BB gun.
My apologies but to he was, not only he was y'all, told, but to the, any potential
the police were,
out
the police
there.
Were told that there was a suspect walking around Walmart
or
with a gun.
Listeners, I should say.
Sorry, right. Listeners.
Right. And they were told by whom? Ritchie.
No, it's apparently police arrived at Walmart shortly after the dispatcher informed them of a subject with a gun in the pet supplies area. Officers arrived. Crawford was shot in the arm and chest. He was pronounced dead. Another person had a heart attack.
We don't want to hear about the heart.
Sorry.
I mean, shit. When I was at the height of my addiction, And I was going through some shit. You know, I went into a Walmart and would probably led to my downfall, you know, career-wise with my current security employer. But I walked around Walmart with a Red Ryder BB gun because I wanted to buy one. I was high as a kite at the time. Sorry, Mom. But I walked into Walmart and started walking around Walmart, various parts of Walmart with a BB gun, you know, with the intent to purchase one, and went up to the counter and everything. But it was in the box. I mean, to my understanding, that was not in the box. So
again, but you're saying it's on Walmart and it's on this person who told
if I was the victim's family, I would have probably sued Walmart because the fact that it's not packaged and he's walking around with any kind of gun.
And then somebody calls and says he's pointing it at people, which there's no evidence that he was doing.
No.
Now he's dead.
So you have two cops that aren't real good cops, right?
You have two cops that aren't really good cops.
They responded.
You have an asshole who made a false police report.
Some witness, yeah. However, let's say this. So he picks up an unpackaged BB
Please
gun.
Please don't try to find a situation in which this is his fault.
I'm not. Oh, it's not. Here's the thing. We are all responsible for us. Here's what I would have done differently. I wouldn't have picked up that gun because, number one, you never think of it, though. It's not in a package, which means it's not marked as a BB gun. It just looks like a real gun.
This is what upsets the black community when it comes to these situations. All people really need to do is say, it was wrong, it shouldn't have happened, let's fix it. But what we try to do is figure out why it kind of was his fault or it wasn't.
It wasn't his fault, but he still shouldn't have done
picked up
that gun.
It was no reason that man should have died.
I agree.
Zero.
He should not have died.
And he's dead.
Terrible cops.
So something needs to be fixed.
Agreed.
Okay. That's it. That's it. Don't tell me he was a thug, or don't tell me he shouldn't have picked up the weapon, or his mental state went. We don't need to address none of that.
So we're going to ignore that. We're going to ignore the fact that he was probably on drugs. It says his girlfriend was on drugs, and she said he was on drugs.
What I'm curious about is...
What does that have to do with anything? He went into a Walmart. He picked up a product on a Walmart shelf. Somebody felt threatened, so they called the police, told them that he was doing things he wasn't doing. The police showed up, and they shot the man.
It was a terrible combination of five stupid things that happened.
And none of them were his. He went into a store. There was no reason that he should have died that day.
I mean, but
I don't know.
We don't know that he was
on
drugs.
They're not going to just show up and start shooting, though.
Yes, they are. See, that's the thing. In your world, they don't. In my world, they do.
They show up, and they say, you know, XYZ or whatever your name is, Joe, Sally, whoever.
There's been plenty of footage where, as they're saying police, they're shooting. They haven't even fully announced themselves and they're already unloading. That's what happens in my world. I'm not sure if that's what happens in your world, but that's what happens. And that's why I live in fear. I have to live in fear of the next situation where somebody's going to mistake my vape for a gun. And before I get to say, no, it's a vape, I'm dead. I live with this. I swear to God I live with that. I swear to God I walk down the street and don't pull out my vape in certain situations because I don't want anybody to misconstrue it for something.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
You don't see why, though?
I do. No. I see why you would feel that way. It's fucked up. I don't think it means there's a systematic system in place to eliminate black people. I don't. I think there's some bad cops. Probably a bunch of them. There's some bad prosecutors. There's some bad car salesmen. There's some bad security guards.
Please stop that, AJ. Stop saying like there's just bad shit. So just it's costing. It's a bad car salesman. Maybe he cost some lives because maybe he sold some shit that shouldn't. Let's skip car salesman. Let's go. maybe there's a bad, I don't know, janitor or something. But this is costing. These people are gone. Like, if it was your fan, that you don't see this person ever again.
Let me ask you a question.
This man is gone.
Do you think that a similar situation exists where a black male was shot in a store by a couple of black cops? Because I know it happens all the time.
If it does happen, then it. I'm not saying it's. I'm not even saying that it's racist people doing the action. I'm saying the system is fucked up.
I don't think that. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
The system is fucked up.
The system is fucked up. I don't know if we both agree in the way it is fucked up.
And they don't. When they say Black Lives Matter, it's not because we're trying to assert our value. It's because we're trying to remind you. It doesn't feel like people remember that Black Lives Matter just as much as any other life. It feels like our lives have less value and that we can die and somebody can say it was a mistake. Can you imagine that? Like that's the value of black life that... It's a mistake. Oops, we broke another.
So wait, how do you explain more deaths in the United States due to black on black crime? I mean, what is your stance on that?
My stance on that is that people kill who they're, you know who kills more white, the most white people?
White people.
You know who kills the most Asian people?
Asian people.
You know who kills most Mexican people?
Yeah.
All right. People kill who they're next to.
Right.
But you don't see the outcry for that.
You do.
No.
You do.
No, you do not.
The whole situation in Chicago, you haven't seen the nation in an uproar about what's going on in Chicago?
Not really.
You haven't seen the president say he was going to institute martial law, they were going to send... Yes. There is just as much outrage about black people killing black people as there is about police killing people. Yes, absolutely.
I can't agree on that.
And that's another convenient excuse. It's like, that to me is the equivalent of when somebody says, "Hey man, you were late for work today," and you say, "But he was late too." I ain't talking to him. I'm talking to you. I'm talking about the police. Just say you wrong. Don't try to tell me who else was wrong. Just say you wrong.
I guess part of me feels like it's racist just for you to say that he was killed because he was black or Mexican or white. Because I feel like if you're committing a crime.
He wasn't committing a crime.
I'm, forget about Walmart. Forget about Walmart.
Okay.
There's a whole lot of these situations that these guys are in the midst of a crime or they're doing something they shouldn't be doing.
In what situation are you saying I'm saying that then?
I'm not. Just hear me out.
You just said it's racist of me
saying,
to say.
Hear me out.
And I didn't say it.
I'll finish it.
Okay.
I'll finish. But there's a whole lot of
situations. But you've already made the statement, and people might run with that.
Okay. Hold on. I'll help. So let me say this. So I'm not talking about any situation we've talked about, but you see a whole lot of situations where someone. I'll give you a perfect example. We talked about this about 4 or 5 years ago. There was a young black kid that was. And robbing people at night. I don't remember the name. It happened here in Austin. He was hiding in a car with he had a gun, but he didn't shoot anybody. He didn't shoot anybody that night, apparently, but he got shot and died. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when it came out that this happened, maybe it was, I don't know what happened to the police officer. It may not have been a righteous shoot. I don't know. I do know this, that this kid had a lengthy record and he put himself in a situation with the police. And his family was in an uproar. Now they got $6 million or some kind of money out of it. I thought about it then. I think about it now. If I'm breaking the law, my parents aren't going to give a fuck who shoots me in the head because I'm breaking the law. They don't care if the cop is black or white or pink or purple or Mexican. I broke the law. I put myself in that situation. I own it. Consequences, repercussions. There we go.
Right, so,
and I don't see that in the black community, honestly.
Well, that's you.
You see it? You see a lot of mothers on TV with their son got shot, breaking the law, saying that, oh, he probably should have put himself in that situation. I see him saying stuff to get sued, and so they can sue the city.
I don't see a lot of mothers on TV after their son gets shot breaking the law. I just don't see it. I don't. Okay. How many mothers do you, I mean?
It seems like it's on TV a lot.
Really?
The city of Austin in jumps at opportunities to settle money.
It sounds like. And this is why I don't argue with people about certain things, because there's certain situations where you can just say stuff and not have to substantiate it.
We can absolutely look it up.
This is one I think you would have difficulty substantiating, that there are black mothers on TV blaming the cops when their child gets killed in the midst of committing a violent crime.
I'm not saying that only black mothers. I'm saying all mothers would probably do that. There's a lot of people that would do that.
I'm trying to find your
point. What I'm saying is I don't find my parents would do that. They would expect me to own it. Maybe that's the difference in being much younger, or I don't know.
All right, so then I'm saying, okay, so if you want people to own that, own this. Tell the police to own this. Own their mistake. Own it.
I don't think they're ever going to do that. I don't think they're good people.
That's the problem. So fix it.
Of course.
So if you're talking about the police and you say that they're not good people, we have a serious problem.
But they're not all bad people either, J-Dog.
It's not the good ones I have a problem with.
I don't know. There are a lot of good ones, but I mean, honestly, I mean, I don't know. We differ on this a little bit.
Hey, I just see you jumping all over the place, man. I see you jumping all over the
place.
I mean,
this is literally a topic that you could probably spend a whole day talking about.
I don't know.
I mean,
I just say if it's wrong, say it's wrong. Stop telling me about some other wrong or how I'm more wrong or how in this situation I was wrong. If I'm talking about right now, this is what you did on this day in this situation. Just say, okay, yes, in that moment I was wrong, shouldn't have happened. This is what we're going to do to fix it. You guys should be more upset when this happens. No, but we're talking about this.
I think any reasonable human being would expect that those two cops should not have killed that guy in Cincinnati. Right, so even if he was pointing the gun at people, he hadn't fired it. So of course, that's not a righteous. That's not a good situation for anybody.
But he wasn't pointing. We don't have evidence that
he wasn't. Apparently, he wasn't.
Right. The footage doesn't show that he was pointing the gun. It just shows that somebody
he was carrying it.
Somebody saw a man with a BB gun, got scared.
Of course, there has
been a phone call.
A bunch of shootings in Walmarts, so maybe they were scared.
Made a phone call. Police showed up. They killed.
And the police acted improperly. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, so he shouldn't have died.
So we're saying that there was probably no exchange of words or anything between the.
What they say is the black guy and the cops.
There was nothing like, "Hey man, what are you doing? Like, what's going on?" They don't just roll up and start shooting.
That's what they do. From what I remember of this situation was that it was really quick. It was like less than 2 seconds from the time that they engaged him to the time they started firing.
It wasn't very long.
There was no exchange. It wasn't like, "Hey man, what are you doing? Put the gun down. Give him a second." None of that. Hey, pow! Like, you know.
Okay, so I'm saying.
And where did this happen? Cincinnati. You said?
I'm saying that the cops were in the wrong. It shouldn't have happened, right? I'm saying that, but I'm not saying the guy is totally bears no responsibility for the situation.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so you're saying he bears none.
I'm saying you should be able to go to a Walmart and pick up if a BB gun is available for purchase in the aisle. Unboxed or whatever, and you put it in your cart and keep shopping. The most that should happen to you is that a Walmart associate walk over and say, "Hey, we need to take this and blah blah blah," and we'll give it to you at checkout or something.
But you
should not get the police called on you, and you should not end up dead.
You shouldn't. I agree. However, in people do stupid shit. People, this moron that was a witness, he caused the whole problem.
But this is what I'm saying. When it comes down to a loss of life, when you can just people do stupid shit, you can't do that. When it comes down to a loss of life, if he had spent the night in jail, maybe you could say people do dumb shit. If he had gotten arrested, people do dumb shit. He's dead, so fuck the dumb shit.
We both agree. We both agree with this whole situation, except we differ in the fact that I believe he bears some responsibility for this situation.
What did he do wrong?
He was carrying around a gun that looked like it was a gun. Basically.
That he picked up in Walmart.
Would you do it?
The sad thing is,
I wouldn't do it because I'm afraid of the police. Not because
I am too. I wouldn't do it. I'm afraid of the police.
The sad thing is that the majority of these mass shootings that have happened, recently, those I believe, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of those firearms are purchased at Walmart. So
probably.
Shout out to Walmart.
Right. We gotta do something more fun. But we can still make it racial because that's what we do on this show. Whenever I have AJ, you want to get involved in this one, Robert? He wants to get in on the fun. I hope we can hear him. Let's see. All right, so we're going to go back to black card revoked. I think we should clearly revoke AJ's black card because he thinks if you have a BB gun in Walmart, you should die. Or it's just a mistake.
I'm just saying it's not advisable.
It's just a mistake. We broke another one, boss. All right, anyway. We got to pull you into the conversation more, too. I'm sorry, Ross.
You're good. I feel like I'm...
All right, we're going to start with...
There's a time to speak, and there's a time to be quiet, so...
This is going to be a highly edited episode, don't worry. All right, so black card revoke time. Question one. Finish the phrase. He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman. A, Kanye West. B, Ray Rice. C, Chris Brown. Or D, John Schaaf.
I'm going C, Chris Brown.
Right, I'm going A.
I'm going to read this one again because I know Lamont looked confused too. Like, how the hell? He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman. Now, A, Kanye West. B, Ray Rice. C, Chris Brown. D, John Schaaf.
A.
You sticking with A?
Wait, is D John Schaaf?
D is John Schaaf.
I'll take D. All
right. Who the hell is John Schaaf?
Jesus Christ, Ross.
He's currently revoked.
No, like, seriously, I don't know. I mean, Schaaf. I guess I'm out of the loop. Oh, shit. I haven't seen that. Sorry. Yeah.
He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman, Schaaf. Can you dig it? You damn right. You guys have never heard this song?
Can you dig it?
I've never seen Schaaf. I apologize.
Completely Samuel different Jackson. Movie, AJ.
Completely. Still, I like that song.
Yeah.
That's Isaac Hayes classic. Everybody gets their black.
My apologies.
Not me. I had D.
You switched though, man.
After you said it the second time, I switched.
Like Lamont, you should have seen Lamont's face. Lamont was looking like, "What in the Lord? What is going on over here?" All right. Okay, answer this question. If they climbing through your windows, you should hide your blank. A, your money. B, your Easter eggs. C, your kids and wife. Or D, your television.
C,
kids and wife.
All right, we got to give it to Ross and AJ on that one. Oh, absolutely wrong button. Yeah, hide your kids, hide your wife.
Anton Dotson. Yeah. Anton Dotson.
Because they raping everybody.
Yep.
What we got here?
Shout out to Anton somewhere, wherever you're at.
Here's a good, I wonder if this is a southern one. This might be a southern one. So I'm looking at Robert and AJ for this one. For some reason, Ross, you don't come across southern. What is it?
I got here as fast as I could. I was born in Michigan. We moved down to Texas when I was 6 months old.
Yeah, so. I knew it was something. I knew it was something.
Yeah. I'm pretty fucking southern, though. So.
You're a Strohs fan. I don't know. All right. When grandma tells you to wrench it off, she needs you to complete what task?
Wrench it off?
No, it does. When grandma tells you to wrench it off, what do you need to complete the task? Do you need a wrench? Do you need lots of salt? Do you need hot sauce? Or do you need water?
I'm going to go D, water.
When grandma tells you to wrench it off.
What's the options again?
We got A, a wrench. B, lots of salt. C, hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
And D, water.
D, water.
I'm going to give the...
Fuck!
That's for AJ. Because, yes, it's water. You rinse. She's trying to say rinse, and she has a little...
She's a southern mom.
She's a southern
mom. Man, I screwed up.
Come on, man. Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Wrench it off. Nah, I'm not going to... That's too hard. Who wrote Lift Every Voice and Sing? I don't know your yacht.
Don't give us the ones you don't even know.
That's a lot of them. All right, here we go. This is the last one. Last one. This is for any Color Purple fans. Anybody the Color Purple?
Yeah, Black Prince.
I don't even know where to start with
that. I'm thinking of Purple Rain. I apologize.
The Color Purple.
Sorry.
Sealy. Yeah. Who was the Whoopi Goldberg? Oprah Winfrey?
Oh, yes. Now. Okay. Color Purple. Yep.
All right. So in the movie A Color Purple, approximately how long did Sophia have to fight? A, 5 minutes long. B, all night long. C, all her life. Or D, never.
C, all her life.
All her life.
All her life. You've been fighting all her life. That's how I feel about this thing with the police, man. I've been going through this shit all my life. I was in the seventh grade when that shit happened. It's crazy. I was younger than that when I had a little white girl touch my arm and ask me, touch my arm and look at her hand to see if it rubbed off.
No way.
I swear to God, it happened to me. Yeah.
Hey, I never hang out with better white people.
Jesus.
Not the rednecks.
I'm glad everybody laughed at that one. All right, let's see. Okay, last one. Maybe this is a southern one. Let's see if this is a southern one. According to Mama, what does it mean if she dreamt of fish last night? A, bad luck. B, somebody pregnant. C, somebody getting married. Or D, money.
B, somebody's pregnant.
Don't look at Lamont.
What was A?
A is bad luck.
A.
Your bad luck. You going in on this one, Robert?
Yeah, go D.
You going D, money? It is B, somebody pregnant.
You look at Lamont.
No, my mom is actually a Southern mama. So.
Southern mama?
Yeah.
All right, man, that's all I got for her. Black Harbor.
She grew up in, I think, Jackson, Mississippi. So
Jackson, Mississippi. That's black as it come right there.
Home of the Klan.
I don't know, maybe I could find another one. Home of the Klan. You would interject that one, would you?
I worked in Meridian, Mississippi for a while. And I talk about a bunch of rednecks. God almighty.
This is as close as I've come to true rednecks. And I guess these aren't true. Right? Austin is not.
If you think Austin is rednecks, we need to take a trip together.
No, I'm clear on that. I don't know. All right. I've caused enough controversy today. I've talked about genders and the police and Kaepernick and all kinds of shit. Anything you guys want, anything lighthearted you guys want to
mention? Go Astros. Let's get it on.
Oh, yeah, the game is about to start.
Yeah, go Astros. Astros in six, like I called it on the first podcast.
Go Nats. Nats in six. I called it on the first podcast. Right. Me against Ross.
I'm out of there.
We'll see what happens.
And regardless of what happens, can we keep it? Can we keep it cheerful tonight?
Let's keep it amicable.
Keep it amicable?
No.
Absolutely.
Can we have fun?
Yeah.
All right. So I forget what song I queued up for the rock out. That's how unprepared I am for this.
No, it's not unprepared. It means we had a good discussion. Heated.
Heated discussion. Yes, yes. Very heated. But like, we're all shaking hands. That's me and AJ right there.
Pleasure. Thank you again for having me on.
Thanks for being on my side, Ross.
I was surprised, too.
I was, too.
Ross?
Not really, because I'm right, so it's not that difficult to
understand. I keep forgetting that Ross is, like, law enforcement, so I can see it. I get it now.
No, but I will tell you, I will tell you to your face, regardless of or whatever color it is, you know, if I put my, I try to put myself in that situation, and I try to think reasonably, if I had rolled up on that Walmart, I would have been trying to ask questions as quickly as possible to try to assess what the fuck was going on, pardon my language, with the small child running around in the background, but... That is, you're absolutely right. Regardless of skin color, that is a human life, and you have to try to save that life. So yes. I would try to ask questions, assess the situation, and go from there. I can't even fathom trying to put myself in that situation. It, you know, that's a judgment call.
We just need to value life. Value life. All life. All we life. Can agree on that.
I agree.
All right. So
let's
I
play the game.
I have no idea. I have no idea what song this is, but we about to rock out. Until we talk again, be safe and be the light. Peace. Oh, yeah, this is AJ's anthem right here. This is what he says to the strippers.
Ooh, baby, I like it, boy. Yeah, baby, I like it, boy. Ooh, baby, I like it, boy. Yeah, baby, I like it, boy. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural charge, bone for yards. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Ooh,